Hachette Audio presents Back to Blood. Written by Tom Wolfe. Read by Lou Diamond Phillips. Dedication to Sheila and to the memory of Angel Calzadilla. Prologue. We in Miami now. You edit my life. You are my wife, my Mac the knife. The witticism here being that he may edit one of the half dozen or so most important newspapers in the United States, the Miami Herald, but she is the one who edits him. She edits him. Last week he totally forgot to call the dean, the one with the rehabilitated hair lip, at their son Fiverr's boarding school, Hotchkiss, and Mac, his wife, his Mac the knife, was justifiably put out about it. But then he had sort of sung this little rhyme of his to the tune of, "You light up my life. You edit my life. You are my wife, my Mac the knife." And it made her smile in spite of herself, and the smile dissolved the mood, which was, "I'm fed up with you and your trifling ways." Could it possibly work again? Now? Did he dare give it another shot? At the moment, Mac was in command, behind the wheel of her beloved and ludicrously cramped brand-new Mitsubishi Green Elf Hybrid, a chic and morally enlightened vehicle just now, trolling the solid rows of cars parked side by side, wing mirror to wing mirror, out back of this month's Miami night spot of the century, Balzac's, just off Mary Brickell Village, vainly hunting for a space. She was driving her car. She was put out this time, yes, justifiably once more, because this time his trifling ways had made them terribly late leaving for Balzac's, and so she insisted on driving to that coolest of hot spots in her Green Elf. If he drove his BMW, they would never get there, because he was such a slow and maddeningly cautious driver, and he wondered if she really meant timid and unmanly. In any case, she took over the man's role, and the elf flew to Balzac's like a bat, and here they were, and Mac was not happy. 10 feet above the restaurant's entrance was a huge Lexan disc, 6 feet in diameter and 18 inches thick, embedded with a bust of Honoré de Balzac, appropriated, as the artist today called artistic theft, from the famous daguerreotype by the one-name photographer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?